Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. It is November 6th, everybody. Do you realize we are that much closer to being into 2023? God spares our life. Well, I am so happy to be with you again this Sunday night. And God has been so wonderful. God has been so gracious. He has brought us safely into the weekend where we're about to start a new week. It is voting week. So you're going to have to get out there and cast your ballot. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I don't know about anybody else, but here in New York, it is, woo, it's going to be a difficult decision. So just, you know, stay prayerful, get ourselves together and make it happen. We gotta use our voice, right? You know, voting is a blessing these days. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you. If you're on with me tonight, I need you to check in. And already the check-ins have started. We got our girl Ketty. Hey Ketty. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our girl, Renee. Hey, Renee. Always good to have you on. And we have our girl, Vivian, who is our correspondent for Wow Wednesday on his due time with Pastor Steph. And she brings it, you hear me, for our socially conscious segment. I mean, fantastic stories that really are thought-provoking. So make sure you join us on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's blogtalkradio.com/A Closer Walk Talk Show. And you will hear Vivian on Wednesday. So we got this Facebook user that's saying good evening. So good evening, Facebook user. Hello there. Welcome. Good evening. Hello. Thank you for checking in. So happy to be with each and every one of you tonight. Please tell a friend. Please tell a friend. We are just, the numbers are coming up, everybody. The numbers are coming up. We have been praying together for a year now. We are on our climb to, yes, 1 million. 1 million. God says that's the number. And I might be like 95 years old, but he didn't say when I was going to get to the 1 million. But we have to do what God tells us to do, right? So I'm in the obedient business while God is in the blessing business. So he's telling me to remind you to go and get those friends, those families, you know, those family members, and make sure you let them know that we are praying. Oh, we got a check-in from Ms. Wanda J. Good evening, Ms. Wanda J. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're so happy to have you with us. Oh, wait a minute. I see who you are. Oh, that's Cousin Wanda. Oh, well, giving God thanks for having you on with us tonight. Thank you so much for stopping by. Please tell somebody that we're praying together tonight. We always want to join hands and join hearts and pray. And so happy to have you. Haven't seen you in a while, but you know what? I always take an opportunity to say hello to family, every opportunity we get. So giving God thanks for each and every one of you that are joining us. I want to go over some of the themes that we have prayed for. And to let you know, we are in the praying business here. So just in case we came across a topic that you're battling with or you're having difficulty somehow, or somebody you know is having difficulty, you can always go into our archives and pull up that prayer and join us again for prayer, okay? Well, the first week we had impactful prayer for him, excuse me, and we're giving God thanks. We had prayed for any man, uncle, fathers, brothers, cousins, it didn't matter, as long as they were a male. The second week we prayed for our fathers. We then prayed for our children. Then the fourth week, it was open. Whatever God put on our hearts and our minds to pray for, that's what we prayed for. We then prayed for our moms, then our husbands, then siblings. Then our eighth week, we prayed for mental illness and depression. Our ninth week was about self-care and treatment. We then prayed for family, the sick. Then we prayed for service workers. We then prayed for toxic habits, people, places, behavior. Our 14th week, we prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus. Amen. Amen. We then prayed for our fire victims, followed up the week after with our crime victims. Our 17th week, we prayed for our friends. Then we had a week of Thanksgiving. We just prayed and gave God thanks. We then prayed for kindness. Our 20th week, we prayed for discipline. We then prayed for patience, then strength, then rest. Then we prayed on our 24th week for emotional hurt and pain. We then prayed for trust, then compassion, followed by resentment. And on our 28th week, we prayed for schools, teachers, and students. Don't forget about those parents. We then prayed for honesty, then thoughtfulness. Then we came back and we prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus, and we included a deeper relationship with the Lord. We then prayed for those who choose to live the hard way. Our 33rd week was selfishness. We then prayed for love. Our 35th week was healing. Then we prayed for consistency. Then we prayed for our decision-making. 38th week was relationships. We then prayed for sins we struggled with last week. And now this week, we are praying for spiritual growth. Amen. Spiritual growth. And this is, as all the other weeks, this is big. This is big. This is big. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes. Yes, yes. Listen to those topics. God has had a zeroing in on some serious stuff. And as we can see, we have arrived at spiritual growth. So many people want to grow. They want to grow in this. They want to learn more. They want to go get further their education. They want to do all kinds of things. They want to grow in popularity. So they look for how many people are on social media. All this growth people are looking for, but spiritual growth is what we really need to hone in on. Because without that spiritual growth, the rest of your life means absolutely nothing. So if you want to pray for your spiritual growth tonight and you want to be included, please send your prayer request, 347-285-7777. Again, we're praying for spiritual growth. And if you know somebody who you need to be praying for, if you know somebody who needs to be praying for their spiritual growth, please do not hesitate to give them this number, 347-285-7777. We are Facebook Live. We are YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. We are on Blog Talk Radio Live. And if you know someone who does not have the ability to get internet, 516-387-1358. Let me give you that number again, 516-387-1358. That's the number you're going to call if you cannot connect with us via internet. There's always a way to get to God. I tell you, regardless of how geographically separated we are, we can hold hands and hold hearts. So you want to get that prayer request in, I got the phone. Got it? Right beside me. And you want to make sure that it's included. Because you may be praying by yourself, and that's fine, because that's what you're supposed to be doing. But when we get together on Sunday nights, remember, the Bible tells us one can chase 1,000, but just one additional person with you can send 10,000 to flight. Now, think about when 20 of us get together. This is amazing, 20. How many of those minions are out of our environment, away from us, because they don't want to be involved in prayer? They don't want to hear the words, the names Jesus and Lord and Savior and the Almighty. And no, they don't want to hear none of that. They don't want to hear any of that. So we want to get together, and we want to hold hands and hold hearts, and we want to pray. And tonight we're praying for spiritual growth. And you know how Pastor Steph does. I need to get my scriptures out there so you can just know what God thinks about these topics. So we have, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. And that 2 Peter 3:18. It says, but grow in grace. But you have to be positioned. You're just not going to grow now. It's not like your life. It's not like your body, rather. Where you just, you know, you shorten as you, you know, continue to, you know, live. You just get taller and taller and taller. It don't work like that. You have to be positioned in order to receive spiritual growth. Okay. All righty. What else is the Bible saying? I like this one. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Matthew 5:6. Listen, if you don't want the growth, if you don't hunger and thirst behind the growth, then where is that growth coming from? Listen, that means you have to be with like-minded people. That means you have to be in church. That means you need to be on due time with Pastor Steph every morning. It means to join us for prayer. It means to call somebody and get that encouragement. You have to be in the position to receive spiritual growth. Okay? Oh, I like this one. 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn infant, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation. Now, isn't that what we're aiming for? Isn't that what we're out here living for? We're living, giving our lives to God so that we can receive that eternal life. We can get that salvation. Our name is in that book. That should be your goal. Your goal should be to grow spiritually. There shouldn't be anything else on your agenda before growing spiritually. So that goes with what's the first relationship that's important, most important, the relationship between you and God. And as long as you continue to maintain that priority where God is first, then you know you're going to grow spiritually. When you see people going backwards in life, when you see people and they have all this knowledge and all of this stuff about God, they know and they can quote scriptures, and all of a sudden you see them moving backwards. You see their life beginning to change. They're falling out of having that desire to be with God. They're not with the people of God anymore. They're not in church anymore. They're not making that connection to God the way they used to. that's not going to get us in. That's not showing that we want to spiritually grow. Come on. Come on now. All righty. Ooh, I like this one. I like this one. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Now, if that don't show spiritual growth, come on. Again, how do you think you are growing? You know, it says, when I was a child, these are the things I did. I spoke, I thought, I reasoned. But now that I'm a man, I had to give up those childish ways. Why? Because there was some growth that took place. You want to make sure that you're sticking with the right people. Remember, the Bible also tells us, stick by God's people. All right? Stick by God's people. Stick with his people. In many, many different ways, we're told that. Okay? So, y'all know me. I get my ooze on whenever I see the word of God and he's moving in me once I read these passages. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. That means you got to keep pressing on. Keep it pressing on to that faith toward God. Hebrews 6 verse 1. There is no reason when we can carry around a Bible in our pocket. There is no reason when we can pick up our phone and access the Word of God. We can pick up our Bibles and access the Word of God. There is no reason that we don't have spiritual growth in our life when we have God's Word so easily accessible to us. Okay? Come on, we're going to have to do this better. Let's do this better. Okay? Now, our spiritual growth comes from connecting with other people of God. Our spiritual growth comes from studying the Bible. Our spiritual growth comes from just formulating and forming those prayer habits. Our spiritual growth comes from learning to love one another more and more. And our spiritual growth comes from obeying the Word of God. If those things are not happening, then guess what? Then it's your life ain't going to grow. Your spiritual level is not going to grow. Like I said, you can go sit up with the professors and all the other students at the colleges and further your education, but unless your spiritual growth takes place, all of that stuff is not going to matter. All of that is not going to matter. So why? The Bible tells us, don't store up your treasures where the moth and everything can just wipe it away. But store up your treasures in heaven where things will never die and things will never grow old. You want to make it right with God. So make sure you do whatever you need to do to keep that spiritual growth coming through. Oh, we got a check-in from another cousin. Is it cousin's night? Oh, hello, Shaniqua. Thank you for stopping by and, you know, letting us know that you're in the room. Please stay and pray with us. And remember all, if you have a prayer request, tonight's focus is on our spiritual growth. Please, please send your prayer request to 347-285-7777. Okay? So let's make sure we do what we need to do. Make sure we do what we need to do to make sure that we are in right standing with God. Because once we do that, once we make that connection, our spiritual growth will continue to go deeper and deeper, higher and higher. Before you know it, you're moving like God. You're talking like God. Your life is like God. There's nothing that God will withhold from you. Okay? So, again, if you know somebody who's struggling, if they're struggling, it's all right because we're all struggling with something. Make sure you get them to connect with us on Facebook Live, Coach for Christian Life. Make sure you get them to connect with us on YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. They can connect with us on Blog Talk Radio. And it's easy to get to us. It's very easy. Very easy. All you need to do is type into your Google search or any search engine, it's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and you will see us show up. Okay? All right? We're getting ready to call out those prayer requests, and we want to make sure that you're included. So please send us your prayer request at 347-285-7777. Do you feel like your life in the Lord is kind of like dragging? Do you feel like you're not connecting with God the way you used to? It happens. When we get busy in life, when we got all kind of family chaos, when the job is wearing us out, you know, when the kids have worn us out, when the spouse has worn us out, you know, just when you really want to just chill, you just want to chill. You don't want to do anything. You don't even want to read your Bible. You don't want to pray. It happens. It happens. So we want to make sure that we hold hands and hold hearts so that we can stick together. There's strength in numbers. In unity, there is strength. So we want to make sure that we hold on to one another. Okay? Hold on to one another. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. And make sure you guarantee that spiritual growth. You know, I sit back sometimes and I'm like, Dad, how do you know that? How did you know that? How do you know this? And sometimes I'll say things in conversation when someone asks me something, I'll answer them. And then like a day later, I'll see a scripture. And I'm like, wow, go ahead, God. Do your thing in my life. I'm excited when I'm able to give someone a word of advice or some kind of guidance or counsel. And when I turn around, here comes a scripture that stamps what I just got finished saying. Don't you want that to be you? Don't you want to speak where your words are equivalent to the words of God, the written word of God? Don't you want that? Well, guess what? You've got to get in that thing. That comes from studying. That comes from reading. That comes from just focusing on God. It's not going to come by itself. It's not going to come when you hang out with the lowlifes. It's not going to come when you're hanging out with people that don't want to have anything to do with God. Your spiritual growth comes from connecting with the things of God. Anything that is of God, you need to connect. And once you connect with it, you will see and feel your spiritual growth. You ain't going to be like stunned, like you don't even notice anything. No, because God's going to give you that. He's going to make you aware because that will fuel you to continue to push to be with him. What do we got here? Our comments. He doesn't tell us to speak foolishness. Absolutely. That's how you know you're not spiritually growing. When you don't see any growth inside of you, that's the first indication that ain't nothing happening. And I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, for Pastor Steph, let's go back. Forget about Pastor Steph. This happened even before I was Pastor Steph. When I was young, if I didn't feel like I was growing, I was very unhappy. I'm like, I don't want to be here forever. I don't care what that place was, whether it was a grade, whether it was just general knowledge, whether it was relationship knowledge, whether it was family knowledge. I don't care what kind of knowledge it was. It didn't matter. I don't want to be in the same place on November 1st of 2022 and then turn around and when I look in March of 2023, I'm at the same place. Nope. That's not making me happy. That doesn't make me happy. Now, since I became Pastor Steph, oh, it's on now. I won't be left behind. That's not good enough for me. I got to move. I got to keep it moving. And if you have that desire about anything, but it is not of God, believe me, you could be making that thing of God. Remember the verse I just read, hunger and thirst after righteousness. I didn't see nowhere in the Bible where it said hunger and thirst after getting that degree. No. And I'm not saying we should not pursue our educational, higher achievements, because that's how we get a better jobs. That's how we are earning potential growth. So give your life to God first, though. Hunger and thirst after the things of righteousness. Because the Bible also tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So God's not going to leave you in a quandary, or he's not going to leave you stuck in the same place if you are giving him your life. No. Let's see if we can find another couple of verses. And we're getting ready to read these prayer requests, and then I'll go into the prayer. 347-285-7777. That's the number you want to dial. You want to text, rather, if you have a prayer request, okay? Okay. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. There is no way in the world you're going to be able to declare that if there's no spiritual growth. I can do not some things, but all things through God, through Christ, who strengthened me. If you're not positioned, then God can't strengthen you. You can't receive your strength through God. Okay? All righty. Oh, I like this one. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Things can't become new if you're still in elementary school and you never graduate to junior high, and then you never graduate to high school, and you never pursue your education to go further. No, all things are not going to become new. You will be the same old person. We're talking about spiritual growth. We're not talking about standing still and not growing. If you were still 4 years old and 2.5 feet, you're not going to be happy when God spared your life to be 18. And you still 2.5 feet, you want to feel like you've grown. You want to look like you've grown. Well, put that same energy and desire into having a relationship with God so that you can have your spiritual growth continue. All right? All right. Again, I'm going to give you this number, 347-285-7777. Please text, so that we can get to praying and getting those prayer requests. Here we go. Spiritual growth. I would first like to thank God for the distance traveled on my growth journey, but I know I have a long way to go. I want to pray for God giving me the ability to discern better, be more intentional about studying his word, allow people to see him through me and my actions, keep godly people in my life so I can be accountable and allow me to be able to disciple others. on this spiritual growth journey, I would like to ask that I could be less judgmental, even though it isn't outwardly. I pray that God remove those types of thoughts from me because I wasn't where I am before. Amen. Amen. And thank you for that prayer request. Thank you. God, please help me work on how I speak to others. I have not been a good steward over my words, intentionally and unintentionally. Please work on my heart that the events I'm going through won't lead me to be cold and uncaring. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for the spiritual growth he has allowed me to achieve thus far. Thanking him for those he has placed in my life that assists me with my spiritual growth. Praying that God continues to help me with my understanding as he teaches and guides me. Amen. 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 Praying for my husband, thanking God for his spiritual growth, praying that his eyes and heart are open more to the work and ability of God, praying that God helps increase his confidence in him and that his spiritual growth will continue to grow. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praying for my church family, praying that we continue to work on our spiritual growth and not let trials and tribulations take us back or take us down, praying that we won't work on living out. Romans 5, 1 through 5. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying and asking God that I'm focused on my spiritual growth, asking God if there is anything or anyone in the way of that, that he removes it. Thanking God that I have made growth in my spiritual walk. Asking God to just allow me to see all that there's, Asking God to just allow me to see that there's always more space for more growth. Asking God to forgive me if I've ever been in the way of anyone else's spiritual growth. Asking God to just help me see if I ever am, and to allow me not to pass judgment by the signs at any time. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Oh, tonight we're praying for our spiritual growth. If you want to include your prayer request, please text us at 347-285-7777. All right? I'm thankful to Jesus for loving me enough to stay on me when it came to learning the importance of growing spiritually. I'm thankful to God for allowing his son to continue to pursue me despite my filth. Ooh, amen. I'm praying that I stay committed to my spiritual growth, asking the Holy Spirit to continue to help me do my part, praying that I do not open the door for anything or anyone to interfere with my progression, including me, praying that I continue to learn the proper way to protect my spiritual growth. Amen. 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 Ah, I got from our Facebook user, God bless you, Pastor. God bless you back. Thanking God for just doing whatever he needs to do to make sure that we are on top of our game. Asking God to strengthen up my spiritual abilities and mindset on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, so I can always be a good candidate to our Heavenly Father, that whatever the message may be, I am able to achieve it with grace, and the works I do for our Lord, that I could be seen throughout my life and allowing God's work to be done. Asking God to build up my spiritual confidence that whatever I set myself for, that I know I can do it with his strength. Amen. Amen. Asking God to increase my wife's spiritual growth, that she is able to withstand anything that comes her way, and she knowingly understands how to overcome it with the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. asking God to strengthen my church family's spiritual growth, that we can overcome any obstacles that may come our way, that we can handle and not cower away from God, that we become strengthened, knowing we have an awesome omnipresent God who will let us deal with our problems by, who won't let us deal with our problems by ourselves. Amen. Amen. I love these prayer requests. They're so detailed and targeted. And, you know, it might be stimulating some feeling or some thought or some reminder in you. So please make sure you text us 347-285-7777. Okay, with your prayer request. So we can include it before we begin our prayer. Thanking God for the growth in my common sense. Amen. Amen. I want to first thank God for the spiritual growth that I see in myself as I strive to walk in his spirit, praying to be filled with more understanding of his word and unwavering trust, the path he has placed me on as a leader in church. I ask God for his continual guidance in my speech, thought, and actions that would be pleasing to him to edify his people, and that he continues to search my heart and cut out anything that is not of him to stay humbly confident. I also ask for even more discernment to be his representative that he is well pleased with. Amen. Amen. Prayer for my God sister Brittany, prayer that she taps into the desire God has given her to reach for him more. Amen. Thanking God for allowing us to reconnect. And now on his foundation, asking God to not only help her spiritual growth, but also the spiritual growth of her children. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Prayer for my friend Erica, asking Jesus to continue to show her the importance to surrender her plans to him so that she can stop interfering with her growth spiritually. Praying that God rebuilds her daughter's spiritual growth so that Erica can have that living example close to her. Amen. 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 Thanking God for letting me get this far in my walk with, thank you for that prayer request, by the way. Thanking God for letting me get this far in my walk with him. Asking God to continue to keep me around the people he has put in my life. Praying and asking God to clean me from head to toe so I can better serve him as well as others. Okay, I just lost my way. Okay. Excuse me. Thanking God for my church family and praying we can strengthen our spiritual growth so we can continue to help one another. Amen. Amen. Praying for this. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for Darrell, asking Jesus to continue to show him himself, his love, and the growth he has for him. Asking God to show Darrell that the only way he will grow is if he reconnects to the vine of life, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praying for Michael, asking Jesus to show him that he is real and that the only way to grow in any way is to acknowledge and respect Jesus. Praying that Michael does not continue to interfere with his daughter's spiritual growth by not pursuing his. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for friends that are seeking God but have a tendency to infuse things from the world or other religions, allowing their spiritual growth to help them with their discernment to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. Praying for Isaiah and his spiritual growth. Praying that God helps him defeat and remove any and everything leading him away from God. Praying that God continues to water the seeds planted in him and that God doesn't let up on him. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Praying for India. Thanking God for her growth and praying that God helps with her hunger and thirst for him. Praying for Mariah and her growth. Thanking God for her growth, her interest, and her confidence in God. Amen. Praying for Israel. Thanking God for his spiritual growth. Praying that God helps those around Israel so that they can be greater assistance to God with helping him grow deeper and stronger in God. Amen. Amen. Pray for Elijah. I pray that God raises up his concern for his own spiritual growth and that God would also not let up on him in order to get him back on the right track. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Pray for my grandfather's spiritual growth. Pray that he takes God's call on his life, literally, asking God to help him tap into all that he has ever heard and learned. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Prayer for Derek, asking God to continue to pursue him so that his spiritual growth can officially begin. Amen. Amen. We're giving God thanks for all those prayer requests. And as we are about to go into our prayer, if you have something that comes to mind, please give us a text at 347-285-7777. And we will definitely read it afterwards, okay? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and as always, we want to thank you, God, for touching on each and every one of our lives, which enables us to be here with you right now. That enables us to be in joint company with like-minded people, people who want to spiritually grow, people who want to do better, people who want to learn you more, people who want to be like you more, people who want to look like you more, people who want to act like you more, God. We thank you for you touching on our lives and allowing us to be here tonight. God, you've heard the litany of prayer requests. And there were those who haven't even included a prayer request. But we know that it is similar or just like what we've read. And we want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you for the hungering and the thirst after righteousness. That the only reason why these prayer requests are even coming through is because your people are crying out to you, God. They're thanking you and they're asking you to help them to grow deeper in you, that spiritual growth takes place every single moment of the day, that there won't be anything that will come past our lap that we would not understand that we need to grow spiritually. God, we pray that you just help us to focus on you. Because with all the distractions this world has, God, for some of us, it's almost impossible for us to want to grow spiritually. Because we're too busy focusing on the things that have nothing to do with you. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that for whoever may be under the sound of my voice, God, that if they should step away, they would want to reach back to get that spiritual growth, that they would no longer feel comfortable in being where they were, that 99 and a half won't do, but they must give you 100%, God, because that's what we're learning. We're learning to give it all to you, dear Heavenly Father, for all of those who are pursuing relationships and education and a career and a this or that, before we focus on you, God, I lift every single individual up to you, God, so that they can be rerouted, so that they can be reminded, so that they can be introduced to a God that they've never seen before. That they would get to see you in a different way. And once they view you in the way they have never seen you before, God, I pray that they would want to just grow more and more and more. That there is nothing that they would want before they want you. Not a spouse, not a friend, not a job, not extracurricular activities, not a home, nothing, not their children, nothing and no one. Your word has already spoken and said, if you, to mother, father, sister, brother, anybody, if you love them more than me, you are none of mine. So we automatically know that if we hear that, that there's no growth. How could there be growth if we are standing pursuing other things and other people before we pursue you and your righteousness? Thank you, God. Thank you for this topic tonight. You have been awesome in the topics that you've given. And God, if we have to start all over again and repeat every single one of those topics, God, it would still be fresh. It would still be new. There would have no old ring to it. And God, for those who don't know you, Lord, we ask that, you know, that there's something comes across their path soon. Your word has already said that before everything gets reconciled and completed and done, every single individual would have gotten an invitation from you. They would have gotten to see who you are. They would have an opportunity to say yes to you. So we thank you for that, just period. Because your word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You have not forgotten about any of us here. So how can we forget about you? How can we want to pursue anything in this world without wanting to pursue a closer relationship with you? How could we want to pursue anybody in this world without wanting to pursue your son who died on the cross for us, God? Lord, all the prayer requests for family members, for spouses, for friends, for church family, for one another. We thank you, God. We thank you because that's spiritual growth in and of itself. There were times when we didn't think about anybody else but ourselves. But tonight, God, tonight your prayer requests included other people, not just us. So already we're giving you thanks for that spiritual growth, that even if tonight was the first time somebody ever prayed for someone else, we thank God for that growth. We thank God for the growth, dear Heavenly Father, that people just understood that they needed to be on this prayer line tonight. Thank you. Because for the first time, someone may have realized they need prayer. Thank you for the spiritual growth and understanding, God, that I'm not alone. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I've seen, no matter what I feel, no matter what I have a desire to do, no matter what I may be tempted by, there is no man who's an island. There is no temptation that is uncommon to man, but that you would not give a way out. So we thank you, God, for just that realization tonight, for someone understanding that they're not alone. Thank you for that spiritual growth. All of this is spiritual growth, God. An awareness that we need you. The desire to be with you. The desire to have you. The desire to know you better than we knew you 15 minutes before this prayer even started. That spiritual growth. So you're already doing your job. You will never put something on our plate that you have not already done yourself, that your son has not done. Thank you. Thank you. That you're not introducing something to us that's so foreign that we can't get with it. All the spiritual growth, God, is in so many ways. so many ways. If we realize why we've been placed in the church we're in, that's growth. And we thank you, Father. If we realize that we need to read for 20 minutes your word, but we've only been reading for 10, that's growth, God. And we thank you for it. If we've been dragging our feet, God, getting to your temple, but now we realize I got to be there every week, that's our spiritual growth, and we thank you, God. If we realize that we need to show love better than what we've been showing, and we're allowing other things to enter in our lives that are, you know, getting excuses and helping us make excuses as to why we can't love others the way we need to. That's growth, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. If I realize today that I've only prayed 2 times a week, but I need to be on my prayer game and I need to increase that to 2-3 times a day. That is spiritual growth, and I thank you, God. I realize that it's already November and I haven't invited one person to church, and I need to get on my game because I'm supposed to be discipling. Thank you, God, for the spiritual growth. If I remember that, you know what, I went to church the last time and I just stood there, I didn't clap my hands, I didn't stamp my feet, I didn't say thank you to God, but right now I'm realizing that I owe God every breath in my body. That is spiritual growth. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. If I have not shown love to my spouse the way I'm supposed to, and if there is any twinge of sinfulness or selfishness in my feelings towards him or her, then God, that's spiritual growth, and we thank you for that tonight. Thank you, Father. There's so many ways we can grow. And as always, there is none like you. You will always reveal to us what it is that you want us to do. If I'm only picking up my Bible when something goes wrong, but I'm not picking up my Bible to just study, just to learn of your way, to just continue to be encouraged by your word, then that, if I realize that right now, that is spiritual growth, and I thank you, Father. If I haven't reached out to check on the elderly, to check on the children, to check on my mother or my father, the sick or the shut-in, because I'm too busy. Oh, thank you, Father, for the spiritual growth. If I actually made time to make them phone calls, because every time I say I'm gonna, and I don't, and those people just may need to hear a word from God, even if I don't call his name. Thank you for that spiritual growth. Thank you, Father. Thank you. If I have not said, I love you to someone who was down and out, to someone who I need to be saying it to, and maybe I heard it or I felt it and I should have said it, but I didn't say it, and I realize now that's a mistake. Thank you for the growth. Thank you for the realization. If I didn't hug my child today, and I'm thinking about it now, and I said, I got to make sure I go and wake her up, wake him up, to go and hug them and say, I love you. Thank you for the growth, God. Thank you. Thank you. If I didn't tell that teacher that I appreciate all the hard work they have put into my child. But now I'm realizing that I got to say thank you. As soon as I drop that child off in the morning, God says, then thank you for the spiritual growth. If I didn't help my mother or father when they needed help, when they called and asked, could I help? And I told them I was too busy. Thank you. Thank you for that growth. Because every time we realize something that we didn't do, that's growth. God, you've been blessing me and blessing me and blessing me. And I just realized I didn't come back to say thank you. Oh, I thank God for growth. Thank you. If I didn't say my grace and I just got that plate and I just started eating and I realized that I didn't say grace, and no matter what I do, I'm going to make sure I say grace before I start any meal. I thank you, God, for spiritual growth. Thank you, Father, for just loving us, just investing in us, just knocking on our door, just getting us up out of our bed, giving us the ability to walk and to talk and to chew and to blink our eyes and to hear and to speak and to think, to feel, to taste. Thank you, God. Thank you. So, Lord, as we separate from you tonight on this prayer line, we're not separating from you, God. That everyone would keep in mind how I just gotta say thank you to God for any level of spiritual growth that I have to go and seek out. Spiritual growth. I got to make sure I stay on my prayer game. Do whatever I need to do. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, God, for hearing our cry. Thank you, God, for having the desire to rescue me and to forgive me. And please help me to be forgiving. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. What do we got here? Okay, yes, these prayer themes will always be relevant, absolutely. So that's why I say, you know, as I read the previous prayer themes, you can go back into our archives. That's, you can go back on Blog Talk. You can go back on Facebook. You can go back on YouTube. You can go to Apple Podcasts or Apple iTunes. You can go to Amazon Prime Podcasts. You can go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible.com, Google. We are on, I think, very few platforms we're not on. So whether you have an Apple product, or whether you have an Android, you can definitely go back and get any of those prayers. If you're struggling, just go back. Prayer is prayer. Will always, always be live. There is a Teresa J. Bev. Thank you for joining us today. Shout out to you. A prayer request came in. Praying for, there's quite a few prayer requests. Praying for Jimmy. Praying that he stops playing with the growth God has helped him make spiritually. Amen. Praying for Jimmy and his spiritual growth. Praying that he stops running from God and he accepts the call on his life. Praying that he gets out of his own way and allows God to move in his life. Amen. And thank you for those prayer requests. Praying for Rihanna, asking God to soften her heart and allow her to return back to her spiritual walk. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for Andre, praying that he gets a better understanding of what his decisions can cost him and that he turns back to God praying that he stops resisting the Holy Spirit and allows it to do its job before it's too late. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. Please join us. God spares each Sunday night at 9 o'clock here on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and YouTube Live, Facebook Live as well. We give God thanks for Anika, who holds it down for us on StreamYard, that brings us our Facebook Live and our YouTube Live. We give God thanks for Chatis, who helped hold us down on Blog Talk Radio. And please, please don't forget to tune in each and every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. Again, if you miss us from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 minutes after the broadcast is over, it is live on Blog Talk Radio, and it will slowly stream to each and every one of those platforms that I talked to you about. And make sure you call a friend and let them know that we are praying together. We're holding hands and we're holding hearts, and we're getting together each week to make sure we support and show love to one another through prayer. Okay? So go back and listen. I'm telling you, people are doing it. I just was looking through it with Anika the other day, and we have, you know, when we finish, sometimes we're at 15, sometimes we're at 20, and I went back and there was over 70 listens that's registered on Blog Talk alone. That's not even counting if you go to any of the other platforms. You know, one had 100 and something, and I know we didn't start off with 100 and something. So it just goes to show that people are valuing this prayer group. Don't miss the opportunity to go before the Lord for that one specific thing. We can pray about everything when we pray. God is not restricting us to only pray about one thing. However, jointly, we are praying about one thing, just focusing on that one thing. Hearing everyone else's struggles helps to build everyone else that's listening, everyone else who is partnering. So yes, we can pray for a myriad of things, but let's join hands and join hearts on that one thing that God gives us to focus on. And I look forward to having you here with me again. I need your support. I need your love. We've got to be about God's business. So make sure you direct people. Remember, just because we're separating, you're not separated from God's word. You can go back and listen to any episode on his Due Time with Pastor Steph as well. I love you so much. Thank you, ladies, for helping us hold it down. We look forward to next Sunday, God spares, being right back here, waiting to hear what the Lord has got to say regarding our topic. I love you all. God bless. Thank you.